Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to special edition of Reconnect My Heart Podcast, the show that we talk about life's problems that may break or tear our heart apart. On Reconnect My Heart, we discuss God's answers to life's problems to reconnect our hearts back to the way He originally made us. I'm your host, Brother Prater. I'm so glad you are able to join us. If you have any questions, comments, if you just want to listen to the show, feel free to call me at 516-453-9118. That's 516-453-9118. Also, you can listen online at you can listen online at all podcast platform or distributors. We're on Blog Talk Radio. We're on Spotify, iTunes, you name it. We are on there. Just type in Reconnect My Heart Podcast, Reconnect My Heart Podcast, and you'll be able to see us. Also, for those who may want to see the video version of Reconnect My Heart, you can go to ReconnectMyHeartPodcast.com and you see the video version. I want to thank each and every one of y'all who are tuning in, and thank you so much for your continued prayers and support. Like I said earlier, this is a special edition, Monday night edition of Reconnect My Heart. I didn't get a chance to come by yesterday, so I wanted to just postpone it to today. So thank y'all so much for coming on in. Hello, Miss Rochelle. Thank you for your support. We're gonna go on the show. Today we're gonna talk about on our show about the ending of a relationship, making peace with it, and finding the strength to move on. We're going to talk about that and much more in the episode called How to Let Go of the Love that let you go. To let go of the love that let you go. We're going to talk about that. Also, good friend of mine, one of my heroes, Mr. Weasel Smith. Man, congratulations on what you're doing and very, very proud of you. This is something that oftentimes we really don't spend the time to really examine. And I'm going to say this. There are some that go into relationships and then some of the relationship that ends, what they do, they try to soften the blow by saying, well, let's just be friends, knowing there are not friendship material. And we have to make sure to be honest with, not just be honest with them, but be honest with ourselves. There are some people we just couple in into the friend zone because we don't allow ourselves to be transparent with them, to tell them, hey, it's best for us to sever ties. And so what do? Like I said, we throw them like in a collection plate. We throw them even in a recycled bin, knowing that it's in the wrong container. Instead of it being in the recycled bin, it needs to be in the trash bin. We need to start being honest with them as well as ourselves and be able to detach ourselves. How in the world are we going to be able to be healed if we're continually feeding off what's hurting us or what's killing us? But also, what I found out, when we are attached to our past, we oftentimes hinder ourselves from getting to our future. I want you to think about this. Let's just say, for those who are single, let's just say if you held on to that toxic relationship. Now, of course, I know not everybody is toxic. Not everybody gonna lose their mind or act badly when it comes down to the end of a relationship. There are some people that, hey, you know what? I thank you, and you can respect them. When there is a level of respect, then you know what? That's good. That person respect you. That person may respect you, but also realize, you know what? Yeah, we may not be a good fit with each other, and that's okay. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about those that are toxic, those that you know, if you have to turn the clock back, you never would have dealt with them. So these are kind of things that I like to bring up. Now, if you really think about it, I want y'all to think about this. If you are single and you still trying to hold on to that person to soften their heart or to try not to hurt their feelings, I want you to think about this. If you still holding on to them, but you meet somebody that is well qualified to take care of you, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and very compatible with you, eventually that person in the past is going to be a long afterthought. But also, I want you to think about this. If you meet someone and, hey, y'all hit it off, but they are holding on to somebody in their past, how would you make that feel? How would that make you feel? You would want them to sever the ties, right? Well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You have to understand, for you to be able to receive the fullness of a relationship that is authorized by God, you got to get rid of those that are not fit for your heart. You can't hold on to someone and try to get somebody at the same time. We always talk about relationships are for mature people. And that mature people is not just pertaining to age. It pertains to making the right decisions. So my thing is, let's just say, hey, if I want to date someone and they still holding on to an ex because, well, you know, I don't want to hurt their feelings. The devil is like, you hurt mine. But also you think about it. You telling them the truth is not hurting them. what will hurt them if you're not being forthcoming pertaining to truth. But also, I have to say this, you're not responsible for their reactions or their feelings when it comes down to truth. There's no easy way to say it's over. We've had a long, good friendship, and, I just appreciate, just get to the point. But you know what? I thank you, but we're just going to go ahead and just end this relationship. There's someone else better suited for you. There's someone else better suited for you. There's someone else that's better suited for me. So, hey, we're going to let you know so that way you're freed, and that way you don't have to deal with some type of me leading you on or even you leading yourself on. So it's very responsible for you to be honest with them, even if they're not honest with themselves. And I always say, never assume, well, I quit calling them. No. It's just like a job or a company. You have to do the proper steps and have it black and white and make sure that there is clarity, not just with your actions, but also with your words. Some people, I quit calling them, or, I'm not as available as it, but you know what? As long as they don't hear it from you, that could be misleading. You may think that you just pick up another shift. But you have to be clear. The Bible tells us, let your yes be yes and let your no be no. What are they talking about? They talk about proper communication and make sure that there are dialogue with there where everything is understood. Yeah. So that's what we have to do. We have to do and not leading them on. Number one, not leading them on and not allowing yourself to be led on too. One of the things where we always lead ourselves on to, first of all, and this is the Christian show, but I like to make sure that we are very transparent because we live in this world where anything goes, and we like to make sure that there's clarity. One of the things that we have to make sure that we don't do to make sure that we're able to end properly, but also asking God to help us to get that person out of our heart. If y'all have been sexually active, especially, and I'm not condoning sex before marriage, but if y'all have, and now the relationship has ended, make sure that you stop, ask God to forgive you, and ask God to remove that person from your heart. Well, we have to understand soul ties are very real. That's why we tell people, and even the Bible makes it clear for us to keep ourselves until we get married. Why? Because of the, I'm not going to say the consequences, but God made sex for married people. So there is a blessing in the covenant of marriage. But the result of sex within marriage is to bring y'all closer. It brings two to become one. That's in the proper order of God pertaining to sex within marriage. But when it's sex outside of marriage, it's not a benefit. It's a consequence. So understanding that when you have sex outside of marriage, what happens, it's like, the ills of that person, ills within you. Why? Because you're doing something outside of the will of God. And anytime there's disobedience incorporated in anything, the result's going to be sinful. So if you want God to bless your relationship and also lead you to the one that he has ideally for you, now, I will say this, God will not tell you who to choose, but he'll teach you how to choose. And so in him teaching you how to choose, he will show you certain qualifications so that way you can make a healthy decision, not an emotional or sexual decision. So we have to make sure that We are listening to the voice of God for us to be able to make sure that we're making right decisions and healthy decisions, so that way we can receive the right relationship that is going to be beneficial, that's going to be healthy, but most importantly, produce God's results. So we have to make sure that we do that. Okay. And so, like I said, being able to look at, when it comes down to being able to letting go of that love, first of all, you have to treat this of loss. That means looking at this as grief. Grief is not just the ending of someone who that we love. It's not only we losing someone that we love or losing a loved one, it's also losing a relationship. So understanding grief pertaining to the death of an individual is real, and we have to go through that process, but also the death of a relationship or marriage or courtship. We have to be able to identify that. Now, with that grief, the stages of grief, there's the denial, there's the plea bargain, there's the acceptance, there's all these different steps, and it can happen in any order. And I don't mind being transparent. I was talking to someone earlier today, and we were talking about divorce, and I told them, some people, they grieve during their divorce, but not everybody go through the same steps, and not everybody go grieve in certain places within their relationship. There are some people that have grieved during their divorce when it comes down to separation and getting used to this new norm where you used to cook for two, now you're cooking for one. All these things, yes, the disappointments, the false hopes, you know, all these things, the expectations that you had, yes. But there are other people that don't grieve during their divorce. Some people grieve during the marriage. And so when the marriage ends, they're like, oh, okay, shoot, okay, where did I sign at, you know? And if you listen to them, it's not like they're being sarcastic, but they already went through their grief in the stage of being married. And what do I mean? There are some people, they might have been hurt during the marriage or during the end of the marriage. They might have been, you know, going through the denial, going through, man, you know, begging, please don't cheat on me, stop cheating on me, why are you cheating on me, why are you lying to me, why are you doing this to me? And that person has continuously done that time and time and time and time again. Also, even bringing that person home with STDs and all this stuff. And so finally, they've had the last straw, say, you know what? Enough is enough. I have accepted that you're not going to change. So now I'm going to make the decision of ending this because you choose to do what you want to do. So now I'm going to allow you to do what you want to do. And I realize that I'm more valuable than the way you're treating me. And you know what? Go ahead, do what you want to do. Go ahead. I'm not going to participate with that. I don't have to lose any more sleep. And I don't have to deal with going to the doctor every other weekend because of your behavior. So now, you know what? I'm choosing peace. I love me. I love you. I didn't like your behavior, nor I did not love your behavior. But you're choosing to show me how you really feel about me, and now I accept that. I used to be in denial about it. I used to blame me for your actions, but I realized your actions are independent from my identity. So I'm going to go ahead and allow you to do you while God heal me so I can receive somebody that's going to love me and treat me the way that he wants me to be treated. So here you go. Thank you. And matter of fact, I help you pack. I pay for the Packers. I pay for the moving company to take your stuff out. Matter of fact, how about you just go ahead and you don't have to pack. I'ma leave because I don't want any memories of you. Thank you so much. See? So different people go through different stages and in different settings or different timings. And so we have to recognize our own journey because each person may be different. But you have to respect each and every someone has gone through a divorce at the same time as me. Hey, they may not walk the same walk as me. And also realizing some people's journey may be a little bit longer based upon their willingness to go through the process of grief as well as healing. So we have to accept that there are some people that are just like that. But I always tell people, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want to be healed? How bad do you want to be whole? God wants us not just healed, but God wants us whole. And so even in the things that we're dealing with, we have to be transparent with God. Yeah, like I said, let's be grown folks. God, look here. God, I'm hurting. God, I used to make love to my spouse 2 or 3 times a week, but now this person is out of my life. I did not like how they were treating me, but I felt good in doing something that we as grown folks could do. And so now I got to get accustomed to asking you to listen, to help me or preserve me with my sexual desires until I get married. Yeah. And I tell people all the time, do not tell God to kill your flesh. That is wrong. Don't tell God to kill your sexual desires. No. You just tell him to put it on preserve. Preserve it until the appointed time where you meet someone that's qualified to meet you at the hour that say I do. Yeah. That doesn't mean that you unsaved. That doesn't mean that, well, you know, you just being fat. Oh, it's more to it than sex. That's true. Marriage is more than sex. I know that. We all know that. But also, it's part of the benefits. Let's talk about that. So be transparent. Look here. Yeah, you meet somebody. Yeah, you're going to have a discussion about that. Yes. Well, I'm talking about not just in the very beginning. I'm talking about, you know, if it's leading up to a serious relationship and talking about marriage, talking about, you know, being engaged and stuff. Yeah, you're going to have to talk. You have to have these conversations. Don't just surprise them. You matter of fact, I saw one of the movies, Why Did I Get Married? Tyler Perry, I think it was the first one. And he was trying so badly to have a baby by her, and little did he know, she had a tube-sized file. No. So we have to have these conversations, and it's going to help. It's not only going to help you or them, it's going to help the relationship. It builds trust. One of the things I found out, the relationship has to be established, not just in love, because you can love somebody that don't love you, but it has to be about trust and commitment. But when you meet someone or you've been with someone that does not want to be with you, you have to accept that. When you realize that that person wants to let you go, as bad as you don't want the relationship to end, it must end. Because relationship must have two willing people to be together. Two willing people. Like that song says, through the fire, shucks. But if you want to be with someone that don't want to be with you, you're going to be always be in a relationship where the rabbit is chasing the carrot and never catch it. So you have to make sure that you allow yourself to recognize and accept if someone does not want you, that doesn't mean that you're less desirable. Yes, that person may not want you, but that does not mean that nobody wants you. One of the things I always say yes. Some people love Coca-Cola. Some people love Coca-Cola. But just because some people prefer Coca-Cola does not mean that Pepsi goes out of business. So what am I saying? Yes, that person may not want you. You may not be the ideal person for that person, but that's okay. That does not mean that you're not fit for this person over there. You know, some people, for whatever reason, don't you know, people have the right to have their own preference. And you got to be cool with that. And you can't take it personal. It's okay. My thing is, I tell you, if you find out that that person does not want you or you're not that person's type, leave responsibly and leave immediately. You ain't got time. Well, how about we just go out? The devil is a lie. You know why I mention that? Because the more you spend time with somebody that's not for you, it prevents you from spending time or even seeking after the person that does want you. So I want you to think about that. Think about that. Being able to be okay with someone wanted to go or wanted to leave. And so, matter of fact, Miss Reese, how you doing, ma'am? I'm gonna read this out loud so she can say it. She said, "God will not teach you who to choose." Oh, yes, right. He would teach you how to choose. You think about it. God may put you in the area where you have choices, and He knows your preference. It's okay, but make sure that preference, I couldn't even get to say the word. Make sure that your preference is not based upon hurt or forgiveness. You understand? So in other words, like, for example, let's just say if I met a young lady that I dated and she done me wrong and she was, let's be honest, she was this complexion, she was my complexion. All the girls that I've dated were my complexion. And they did me wrong. They cheated on me. They lied upon me. So now, because of the preference of who I was choosing, and they were kind of similar in complexion, now I'm no longer going to mess with them. And I'm only going to choose someone because the ones that hurt me, they all were short. They all were caramel complexion. So I don't want to deal with no more short females. I don't want to deal with no more caramel complexed females. I only want this type. And that ain't good. No. So I want you to think about that. Like I said, make sure that your preference is not based upon past hurt or unforgiveness. Why? Because hurt and unforgiveness will judgment off. It will cloud your judgment. It would put spiritual and emotional calluses or cataract over your eyes to mess up your vision, to prevent your vision of physical or even spiritual or emotional. It would throw it off. So you have to make sure that you're listening to God. Listen to God and allow God to heal you. You think about this. When you go into a restaurant or you're finna get ready to have a big Thanksgiving dinner, you always make sure that you wash your hands and you say grace. But when you don't allow yourself to be healed from past relationships, it's just like eating a meal with dirty hands. Eating a meal with dirty hands and a dirty outfit. Yes. It might be good food, but some of the contaminants that might have been on your clothes or on your hands may contaminate your food and get you sick. So I want you to think about that. Think about that. So, yes, you have to make sure to be very real and very transparent with yourself. What you got to do, I mentioned being able to, first of all, ask God to get that person out of your heart. One of the things I found out, even if it come down to being in a relationship and it seems like something ain't right, I always recommend this. Make sure you fast First of all, fast. Mark 9, my favorite scripture, Mark 9 and 29. But some things come by prayer and fasting. Why did they say fasting? See, what I found out, even when it came down to that verse, the disciples were just praying, but not realizing that they were dealing with a spiritual matter. And so when it comes down to a relationship, when it comes down to a breakup, when it comes down to soul ties, those are not just a physical thing, but those are spiritual things or emotional things or soulish things. And so you have to ask God to, first of all, break those soul ties. You have to allow God to break those soul ties. And so that's why I always suggest to people that are going through a divorce, going through a breakup, make sure that you do a fast. And a fast is not just, well, you know, I'm not going to eat. No. Number one, it's the attitude where instead of you eating physical food, you depend upon spiritual food. We're not talking about a fast that, well, I'm going to remove myself from Facebook. That's not a fast. That's not a fast. A fast is substituting food, physical food, with spiritual food and constant communicating with God Almighty and listening for his voice and respond in obedience, making sure anything that's unlike God, you do not participate nor listen to it. You can't do a fast and listen to Tupac while you're driving that while you're driving to work. You can't do a fast and still trying to have sex with somebody that's not your mate. Fast. Commit yourself to reading God's word, studying God's word, saying it out loud, praying, and also listening to the voice of God. And also, I always recommend, even when you go to bed with a pen and paper beside you. And if God gives you a dream or gives you a vision or speak to you in your sleep, when you get up, write it down immediately. Because those are one of the ways that God communicates with you. And so when you begin to start taking seriously what God has given you, then he can entrust more into you. He can invest more into you. Why? Because you're taking what he's given you seriously. And so you have to make sure that, understanding that fasting, it switches your physical being and switches it to the spiritual being. It's like a big switch. And you're pulling the lever from physical realm to spiritual realm. And so when you do that, that helps you to be able to really be healed and allowing God access to cleanse and heal you mind, body, and soul. And so being able to, like I said, the first thing is acknowledging this as a grief, and then also being able to fast. Like I always say, some things come by prayer and fasting. That is a scripture that I will hold on to until my gold tooth get 140. I'm telling you, fasting move things. Fasting and praying make things happen. Fasting and praying, it open up your spiritual antennas for you to be able to hear God and have the power of God move in you and through you. I'm telling you. Also, the revelation that God gives you, I'm telling you. God can give you a word. God can give you a vision. Even God can give you the spirit of discernment and heighten it so you'll be able to see the situation or even see the individual from the very beginning. You know exactly what's going on with them. I'm telling you from firsthand experience. Everything that God did in the Bible, he's willing to do it here. But you have to allow yourself to be used by him. So even when it comes down to the end of a relationship, you have to take that as the opportunity to give everything over to God. And so, like I said, that's why it's so important for us to fast and pray, even in the ending of a relationship. But also, I will say this, not just the ending of a relationship, but even when you're considering going into a relationship with someone else, because God wants you to be able to recognize who that person is in the spirit realm. Yeah. God don't mind you hooking up with someone. God wants you to be with someone in a healthy relationship. Yeah. But just like how God want to match you up, or like I said, give you suggestions on who to choose, don't you know the devil going to try to send more people to throw you off? See, the devil ain't worried about who you're going to mess with. Look here, there could be 100 females. There could be 100 females or 100 guys. And the devil don't care which one you choose, as long as you don't choose the one that God have in there for you to choose. What do I mean? God may have one person in your view, but the devil going to put 99 people in front. So the devil don't care which one of the ones that he sent. He doesn't care which one you bring. He doesn't care which one you choose. He doesn't. As long as you don't get the one that God put in there. So understand, time someone is sent by the devil, ultimately it's going to end all the same way. Ultimately, it's going to end the same way. So it doesn't matter if you get this one, that one, or that one. The ending result is going to be the same. Also, like I always say, if you are a child of God, you're obedient, you're serving the Lord in everything, and you are God's, quote unquote, spiritual daughter, and you have God as his spiritual father. You have God, and God is your spiritual father, but you choose someone that, not just based on what they say, but their lifestyle. You have someone that is not a believer. You have someone that is worshiping the devil. Well, they have the devil as their spiritual father. So if you're dating someone or end up marrying someone that has devil as their spiritual father, well, if you hook up with them, then you have the devil as your spiritual father-in-law. I always talk about that when it comes down to dating and stuff, for us to really understand the importance of really fasting, praying, and discerning. So like I said, fasting and praying is not just breaking up, but it's even pursuing or considering someone, because the person that you choose to date, the person you choose to date and potentially marry, oh, that is a very serious condition. Think about this. When we get ready to go and let's just say you get ready to go into an operation or get ready to do some things, the doctor always give you a consultation. Why? Because he want to make sure that you're very clear with the decision that you're going to make. We do all that when it pertains to a procedure, medical procedure. You finna buy a house, you're going to see a realtor. You're going to see an advisor, all that stuff. You're going to see a banker. Then you're going to have an inspector of the house to check out the house, all that stuff. We do all that pertaining to a house, pertaining to the medical field, going to a doctor, getting a procedure. But when it comes down to choosing the spouse, what do we say? Oh, the Lord gave me that man. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Ooh, God bless me with my boys. And a year later, well, be praying for me. I'm just going through. No. Look, you said God gave him to you. Either God played with you, either God lied to you, or you lied on God. One or the other. We blame us. Well, you know, he saved, or he go to church. But I'm gonna say it like this. I'm gonna be the first one to say it. That don't mean nothing. It doesn't matter if they go to church or not. The devil could go to church. Yeah, the devil could quote scriptures too, but he doesn't live it or apply it. So when someone comes to you and throws scriptures at you, you ain't got to convince them. Just watch and listen. If they don't follow what they're saying, if they're not, listen, a real believer, don't have to talk about what they do. What they do, they demonstrate it. The Bible tells us that signs and wonders will follow. Also, we're supposed to be fruit inspectors. We're supposed to be fruit inspectors. We hear all these scriptures pertaining to try the spirit by the spirit, being fruit inspectors, you know, to check and make sure that the fruit represents the tree and the roots. We do all of that stuff, but we only apply within the church, but we don't apply to our life. Yeah. So the Bible tells us that God is concerned about every aspect of our life. He has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness, meaning life, eternal life, but godliness meaning godly living, meaning that God wants you to be able to have a healthy courtship within your walk with Him. Yeah. So your love life should not be independent from your walk with God or your salvation. No. No. But don't allow yourself to be duped by clowns that say, oh, yeah, I'm Reverend so-and-so. Oh, I go to church. I go to, like I said, that don't mean nothing. That don't mean nothing. Watch they walk. There's an old saying that says, make sure that your video lines up with your audio. In other words, make sure your walk matches your talk. If somebody got to tell you, well, you know, I'm so-and-so, watch them. Listen. But one of the things I always say, matter of fact, a person can't fake long. We have to be patient to discern, but also when God reveals to us and when God shows us red flags, we don't need to be just standing there. Well, I'm just going to wait and see. I'm going to say, quit being a fool. We have allowed ourselves to be fooled. I'm going to be honest. We have allowed ourselves to be fooled based upon the decision we make pertaining to matters of the heart. And we say we love the Lord, but we're making foolish decisions. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that we ain't saved. Yeah, we could be saved and love the Lord, but we are not trusting and obeying God. And like I said, we allow our emotions to override the spirit of God and what God is telling us. See, it resembles the same thing. It resembles the same thing. The devil will speak to your emotions while God is trying to speak to your spirit. Just like God is love, the devil wants you to receive lust. Think about it. Yeah. Everything that God has made, the devil tries to make a carbon copy to deceive you. God will try to give you a prophetic word, but the devil would try to make you watch or listen to fortune telling. Psychic. Saw with a P. Prophecy. Saw with a P. Love. Saw with a P. Lust. Saw with a P. I'm sorry. L. Love. Saw with an L. Lust. Starts with an L. Think about it. Four-letter word. Love. Four-letter word. Lust. He's trying to throw you off. He's trying to make you, like I said, move by your emotions. That person doing you wrong. That person trying to abuse you. But I love him. I love him. Why you love him? Because I love him. Because he's really a good person. No, he not. No, he not. You just said that he's abusive. You just said, well, see, you don't understand. No, baby, you don't understand because you're now being attached. And that's what the devil want to do. The devil wants you to stay attached to the wrong one so that way you can miss the right one. The Bible tells us that, first of all, God is not the author of confusion. He's not. When God's blessings come, there's a seal. There's his fingerprints that come along with it. So my question is, if there's any evidence of God's fingerprints in that particular relationship. And I ain't talking about a fragment. No. Because the way I see it, I can have some water right here. this could be a whole container of water. But even if I put a drop of rat poison in it, yeah, but it's more water than rat poison. But should I drink it anyway? No. Why? Because it is contaminated. No matter how much water I have in my container, if there's any remnant of poison, spiritual poison, I need to get rid of it. It has now been contaminated and no longer good for consumption. So that's why it's so important for us to recognize, yes, we have to make sure if there's any remnant of the devil's fingerprints, get rid of it. So, as I said, being able to look at fasting and praying, that will help you. That, number one, that will help you get back in line. The other thing, the reason why the relationship ended, yeah, remember, you asking God to help you to move on. Look at why the relationship ended in the first place. Look at the person's character. Well, that person, I'm going to say it like this. I've heard so many young ladies have given some crazy bad dudes a pass. Well, they're a good person based upon what? Based upon them being in the bed with you? Based upon, oh, based upon your emotions, not logic. They're a liar. They're an abuser. But they are a good person. Man, please, look at her. I always tell young ladies this. Quit making excuses for a man. If I'm counseling a young lady, I don't want you to speak up for that dude. I just want to know facts. And I've learned how to cut a conversation short. You give me the facts, and based upon the facts, I'll check out everything, but also, while I'm checking out everything, I'm going to be fasting and praying and I always tell God, God, you tell me and you tell me what I need to tell them. But also, I heard what they said, but God, you interpret what they didn't say too. I'm listening to what you said, but I'm discerning what you didn't say. Because I tell you, when I begin to start dealing with people, they end up, well, I'm like, Now only they the problem. Not only they're the problem, but you're the problem too. You are an accomplice to their foolishness. Yep. That's male or female. And so I always tell people, matter of fact, excuse me for a second, I got to get my water. Quit making excuses for people you know that are doing wrong. So looking at why the relationship ended. Looking at why the relationship ended, I always suggest to write things down because you got to be able to see it on black and white, but also you got to filter that stuff out of your mind. So in order for you to filter that out of your mind, write down everything in detail. When you write down everything, you're like, Also, being able to look at the reason why the relationship ended. Now, also, think about this. The other thing is, think about the consequences of holding on to that person. When I say consequences, I was looking at consequences, and God began to deal with me about not only look at that as consequences, but look at that as punishment. So you have to look at the consequences or the punishment. The punishment of holding on to that person. Think about that. The punishment or the penalty. Anytime we think about a penalty, there's always a loss and a cost. It costs us something. So if we hold on to someone that ain't right or hold on to someone that's trying to let us go or that did let us go, if we hold on to them, there's a penalty for that. Cost you your time, your energy, your peace. Because why? Because while they moved on, you refusing to move on. That's when you become, that's when you allow them to become your God. When you refuse to let go of someone that had let you go, now you become, they have become your idol. And an idol is anything or anybody that you put above God. And we always hear, God is a jealous God. He does not want anyone or anything above him. So when you put a person above God, I'm telling you, you will lose them. Or you will become frustrated because they can't do what only God can do. And so for us to look at, well, yeah, the relationship ended, but it may, I can make it work. You know, they just need some time, or they just need a break. No, that's being foolish. I'm gonna say like this for the young ladies that may be watching. I'm gonna talk to the guys, but for right now, for the young ladies, guys don't need breaks. Guys are smart enough to know who they really want. They may not be able to, they may not tell you directly they don't want you, but they know who they want, and they know who they don't want. But you have to accept that's them. Just because he does not want you does not mean that you will never have love. Matter of fact, I saw a video, I don't remember where it was, but I saw a young lady that her man left her. And she said, he gonna always be mine. He gonna always have this right here. And she was pointing at her sexual stuff. And she put a tattoo that said, this is whatever that dude's name, property. She went on in other relationships. And she said, yes, I'm pursuing other relationships. But if my ex called me, I'm going to go right then and there. Because this is always going to be his. That's a fool. Yeah, that's a fool. Why? You're allowing yourself to be the puppet master. Excuse me, the puppet. And you're allowing that person to master or control your life. That's a psychiatric problem. And so, like I said, understanding the penalty or the punishment of holding on to someone. You can't hold on to someone that does not want to be held on to by you. You have to release a person. You have to let them go. In other words, you got to be okay with them even being by themselves, or you got to be okay with them being with somebody else. And you can't have no attitude either. You got to allow yourself to be at peace with other people's decisions. Meaning, they may have done you wrong. They may have been unfaithful to you. But then all of a sudden, they get with somebody else. And everything that they did not do with you, they start doing it for the next person. Look, ask God to help you to keep your emotions in control. You can't get mad or swole because they give this person flowers, cards, and candy, and they've been with them for 3 months, but you with them for 6 years, and he ain't gave you nothing but hell. Yeah, but you're no longer with that person. That's good. That means that you are free now to receive the same thing from somebody else. But you can't be selfish and say, well, you know, I want it from him. No, that's insane. You have to allow yourself to be at peace with moving on. And if they're in another relationship, good. But you can't base your happiness based upon you being in a relationship because they're in a relationship. Now, you got to be happy with yourself. You got to be at peace with yourself in order for you to be able to be with someone that can be able to provide outer peace. Notice I said outer peace, because the peace that you're seeking is only coming from God through you. So understanding, God can give you inner peace while you pursuing outer peace. I want y'all to think about that. Also, I want you to think about this. Why hold on to someone who doesn't want to be held by you? Why? if somebody don't want you, even if they don't explain, it's okay. Move on. Some people, matter of fact, some people may not know how to have the verbal communication to articulate what's on their mind or heart. And so being able to be okay with a no, it's just like if I go to your house right now and ask you, can I have, now let's just say you don't know me, can I use your car for the weekend? It's okay to say no, but should I get mad? No, because I asked you a question, you gave me an answer. I just need to be cool with what you said, and I need to keep on going to try to find someone that's going to say yes. Think about it. It just like, matter of fact, I learned a whole lot when I began to start doing my book signings. I can't tell you how many no's I've heard. Now, my first time doing a book signing and hearing a no, I'm like, oh. But what I realized, God was trying to teach me how to have that bounce back spirit. In other words, if they say no, okay, no problem. Okay, I appreciate it and keep on talking. But be courteous of that person that's saying no. Because when they saying no, they may mean no permanently, or they mean a no, not yet. But I still gave them my card. I still gave them my information. And I'll never forget. Somebody called me, and it just so happened I was in Fort Worth. And somebody called me out the blue during the Christmas time years ago. And they introduced themselves, and they said, well, I met you at a book signing, and you were off of Ruth Snow in Wataka. And I was going to ask you if you have any books. I wanted to buy some from you, and if I can, you know, have you to either meet up with me or mail it to me or whatever. I said, you know what? Let me tell you something. You know, I live in Dallas, but it just so happened, not only am I in Fort Worth, but I'm actually 2 minutes away from there so that I have my book signing. I said, I'm up here with my son. I was driving. It just so happened the Lord told me to go this route instead of that route. And I went, for some reason, I ended up going through this street that was leading me to Hadpropp Bookstore, and you calling me. I said, ma'am, I will be there in 2 minutes. She said, whoa, I'm up here right now. Wow. Met up with her, thanked her. And to me, that right there was just only an act of God. But like I said, there's a no, there's a yes, there's a not yet. There's a yes, there's a no, and there's a not yet. But when it comes down to relationships, or when it comes down to matters of the heart, you got to be also responsible, because if you do anything, don't forget this Me Too movement. Also, some things can be considered harassment. So it's best to respect the person knows and you move forward. So remember that. Also, ask God or allow God to break every soul tie. Allow God to break every soul tie, which I mentioned earlier about fasting. Also, I tell people, not only breaking their soul ties pertaining to fasting, but also it may require you to, I'll put it like this, and this is where you have to be really prayerful, because there are some people that are unhealthy. There are some people you can't deal with them. If there have been some things in the past, hey, you can't deal with them, especially young ladies. Please, 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 please be careful. Please be careful. Use wisdom. Now, when I was talking about breaking soul ties, sometimes you have to go in the mirror and denounce every sexual act that has transpired. Now, I'm not saying you got to, you know, call everybody name and every day you got to do it. No. God, forgive me. God, I'm sorry. And you anoint. Matter of fact, this is my anointing oil right here. You anoint your body all over. Anoint your body. I do mine in the morning when I first wake up and at the end of the night when I get ready to go to bed. Because this is God's temple. And God is indwelling within us through his Holy Spirit. And so what I do, I'm rededicating my life, my body, back to God, and for him to help me to be able to be led to my wife, not somebody else's wife. And when I say not somebody else's wife, that means choosing someone that suit for me, not somebody that want me for what they can get out of me, or want me because I remind them of somebody that hurted them, that they wanted, but didn't want them. There was someone that told me one time, I just love looking at you because you remind me so much of my ex-boyfriend. Oh my gosh. And I'm like, really? That made me feel cheap. Now, yeah, I had an opportunity, and this was years ago. I had an opportunity. I could have did whatever I wanted to. But number one, not only did I have enough respect for her, but I respected God, not respecting myself. No. Yeah. So, ladies, not every guy is a dog. I just have to throw that out there. But also, like I said, allowing God to break those soul ties and speak life to yourself, speak life. Speak life to that person that's in your mirror. Speak life. Speak what God's word says about YOU. Like I always say, knowing that we are the apple of God's eye, know that God made us in his in likeness. Know that we are not a mistake. Know that we are purposeful. Know that God made us with purpose, with value, and with intent. Yeah. Now, our mothers and fathers, they may have gotten together, and some might have been born from a one-night stand or whatever situation. They had nothing to do with you. God knew you were going to come into the scene. You were going to come into the scene anyway. Your situation of coming through may be one way, but in spite of how you came into the scene, you're here, but also God will turn everything for your good if you trust him. So we have to allow God to help us to be able to understand our value and our worth. Understand our value and our worth. Also, we have to know who we are independent from that person that left us. In other words, you are an individual. You are an individual that is loved, that is appreciated, and that is acknowledged. You are loved. You are valued. You have value. You have stock. You have to know who you are, not just as this Cleophas girl. I have to make up a name. That's Cleophas girl. No. But that girl got a name. That girl got an identity. What is your name? In other words, who you are. We want to know who you are, not what you can do, but who you are. What do you like? Now, you, yeah, I know you know how to take care of him, but do you know how to take care of you? Well, no, I don't know how. Well, baby, you got to learn, male or female, you got to learn care of you. Because if you're not good for yourself, you're no good for nobody else. You have to be able to come to the table of a relationship with the evidence and the proof that you know how to take care of yourself. Some people, they be ready to kill themselves because the relationship didn't work out. Oh, that person want to leave me. I can't live without him. The devil is a lie. Yeah. Just like the lepers, they were healed as they went. Well, I know how to be healed as you leave. Yeah. I can shed a tear while I'm packing. I can shed a tear and be like, Lord, it won't be like this always. But you got to be real with yourself. Yeah, relationship, a breakup, yeah, it could be hurtful. It could be painful, but it ain't the end of the world. It's not. It's best for someone to tell you that they don't want to be with you. It's best for you to have somebody to leave you now before your blessings come. So that way, hey, they don't want to be with me. Oh, okay, well, let's hurry up. Let's get this over with. So that way I can go back focus to receive my blessing. I don't want you nor my heart or my emotions to stop my blessings. The devil is a lie. So yes, please, please, please understand God has so much for you. But also you can't cut off your own blessing. Like I said, you have to know who you are independent from that person. You have to know who you are in God and by God. You got to know who you are in the kingdom. And as you know yourself in the kingdom, you got to know who you are by God. In other words, purpose, identity, character, morals, ethics, all these things are important. So, excuse me, I got choked earlier today, so excuse me. But I want y'all to think about this. A lot of times we take it hard. I put it like this. The less we know about ourselves, the more we take breakups harder. Why? Because a lot of times we have invested our emotions, our feelings, our identity, all in that person. And to be honest with you, that's okay. I'm not saying, well, you know, we supposed to be invincible. No, like I said, hey, even grown man, when it comes down to breakup, yeah, it's okay. Cry. Get it out. Cry. Don't let nobody tell you, man, just tough it up. The devil is a lie. Yeah, you go ahead and keep yourself all bundled up and all that stuff. You're going to end up caught yourself stressed out. Look here. Sometimes you got to get that pressure off your chest, off your mind. It's okay. Not just the women, but the guys. Yeah, cry. Get it out. But we're not crying as if we have no hope. Yeah, we have hope, but them tears can be just disappointment. It's okay. It's okay to acknowledge, you know what? Yeah, I'm disappointed. I'm hurt. But you know what? I'm crying now so I can shout later. So, yes, understanding that we have value, we have stock, we have importance. And also, I mentioned earlier, please, 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 if you want to move on, if you want to become a whole, if you want to be healed from that love that's leaving you, make sure, no more sex. You can't play with yourself like that. When that person is leaving, that person trying to break up with y'all and stuff, you can't be doing that because you're playing with that person's emotions or you're allowing your emotions to be played with. In other words, even if they're trying to, remember, they're the one that's leaving. And look here. First of all, like I said, if y'all not married, don't do it at all. But if that person trying to have sex with you and they were the one that wanted to break up with you and stuff, listen, it's okay to tell them no. Why? Because if all they look at you is a sex object, look, that's not a healthy way of establishing or having that relationship. Sex is a foundation within a relationship. That's not healthy. Look, your identity within a relationship should not be based upon sex or you know how to work it or twerk it. No, it's more to you than that. So if there is any opportunity for that person want to lay with you, you have to say no. Because remember, that person is trying to leave you. But I don't care how you try to work it in the bedroom, that ain't going to make that person stay for love. You want somebody to love you. You want to be loved. You want to be acknowledged. You want to be appreciated. So you have to look at that as such. And also, I mentioned earlier about ask God to break every soul tie and for him to heal you. So, yes, if you really want to let go of that relationship, of that person that's leaving you, it's possible. And it doesn't take God long to move. It doesn't. But I always ask people, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want to be healed? How bad do you want to be delivered? How bad do you want to be set free? It don't take God long if we're willing and participating in doing exactly what he tells us to. Remember this, whenever we incorporate disobedience into the plan that God is telling us, it delays our healing. Sometimes it foregoes our healing. It furloughs our healing. Sometimes we don't receive it in the time that God is trying to provide it to us. God is trying to provide you healing and wholeness in 15 minutes. But you accept that phone call from that person, male or female, and you allow yourself to be played with. You're like, oh, my. No, you're delaying it. That's why another thing, if that person does not want to be with you, cut off the communication. Now, if there's, you know, children involved or whatever like that, keep it business. But if there are no children involved, oh, no, no. Why? Because you are emotionally becoming attached, and those are like emotional games that you could allow yourself to be played with, or they could be playing with you. So if they want to leave, let them leave. Let them leave. But don't allow a person to take anything from you when they're trying to leave you, period. No. You're more valuable than that. And so with that being said, I just wanted to just share those couple of things with you and for us to be able to get the healing that we need. Yeah, some people, they may think that the grass is greener. If they feel like the grass is greener on the other side and they don't want to be on your property, hey, you know what? I thank you for being honest. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. You know, you take care of yourself. Peace out. May God watch between me and thee while we absent one from another. Thank you. Thank you. Let the doorknob hit you. Whether you know the rest. But if, listen, you can't make nobody stay if they're ready to go. You can't. So you have to give them permission. Listen, based upon your words, based upon your actions, based upon what you want, I give you what you want. They don't mean to. That's what I want, but I have to give you what you want. You say, okay, yeah. But just remember, make sure you're happy with your decision. Person want to leave, you don't have to stay. You don't have to wait for them to, well, they may come to their senses. Your heart is not a dartboard. Your heart was not sponsored by Legos or Procter & Gamble. Your heart is not a toy, not a game. Your heart is something of value. Your heart pertains to you. You. You're important. You're loved. You're appreciated. And just because somebody does not want to be with you, you should not deprive yourself from being with someone who want to not just be with you, but want to receive you, want to talk to you, want to respect you, respect God in you. I'm not going to say respect the God in you. No, respect God in you. Somebody that's going to respect you, somebody that's going to love you, someone that's going to acknowledge you, somebody that don't have to play game. Not every man is a dog. Not every female is, you know, a game player. That's the best way I'll say it. There are some genuine people that are out there. And so for the guys, yeah, guys, look here. Yeah, you may have made some decisions in the past where you thought you got the right one, to come to find out you got somebody that was just playing with you. Hey, ask God to heal you. And, you know, when it come down to it, just because that person did you wrong doesn't mean that true love doesn't exist. True love still exists. You know, there are some young ladies out there that know how to take care of a man, a real man. But then also young ladies, hey, look here. Chivalry ain't dead. Look here. I say it like this. It ain't even on life support. It's alive. It's vibrant. But you got to be looking in the right area. You got to allow God to lead you into the right area. But you will never find a pulse in a cemetery. And so if you want to find a pulse, it is spiritual pulse, an emotional pulse, allow God to lead you, because the areas that you've been in has been areas that has been having dry bones. So allow God to lead you and guide you and watch what happens. So with that being said, just in case you may have been listening and you asking God, you know, can you heal me? Can you heal my broken heart? Can wait these disappointments and all this other? Yes, he can. But I will say this. The devil going to try to come back with the haunting thoughts of, well, see, you're never good enough. And you all these accusations, all these persecuting things to assassinate your character, to assassinate your identity. Remember, that's his job. Look, the devil is the father of lies. He is the accuser of the brethren. So anytime the devil's mouth is open, he's lying. So if you know he's lying, why are you going to listen to him? Listen, the only time the devil ain't lying is when his mouth is shut. And even with that, he's plotting something to accuse you with or to deceive you with. So anything that comes from him, don't receive it at all. Don't listen to it. Don't entertain it. If you entertain it, it will entertain you. So understand, anything pertaining to the devil, look, cancel out. Matter of fact, anytime the devil want to talk about you or make you participate in foolishness, tell him, like New Edition said, count me out. Let us pray. Dear Father, we coming to you right now. Thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness. We coming to you right now, God. We acknowledge your presence on today. So, God, we coming to you right now, God. First of all, God, to help us right now, God, in this situation that we're dealing with, God. God, we ask, Lord, to help us, God, to recognize, first of all, our relationship with you, God. If there's anything that's in our relationship in you, God, and with you, God, that's unlike you, God, God, we ask, Lord, to forgive us, God. Cleanse us and make us whole. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness, and we receive your forgiveness. God, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you are, God. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done, God. God, we ask, Lord, to help us, God, to be able to give everything over to you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, even pertaining to matters of the heart, God. So, God, there are those who may be watching or listening, God. God, we ask, Lord, to help them right now, God, to even make peace, God, with the relationship moving on without them, God. God, we ask you to help them right now, God, to be healed, God. If there's any foul words or foul actions that may have transpired, God, help them right now, God, to not have those words or actions to stick in their spirit right now in the name of Jesus. God, we speak, God, that you remove every ill thought, every ill word right now, God, out of their mind and out of their conscience and out of their spirit, man, right now, in the name of Jesus. And Satan, bind everything that you stand for. We bind every problem, every confusion right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind every disappointment. We bind every false hope. We bind every lie. We bind every accusation right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for giving us our identity, God. God, you love us, God, and you taught us love. So, God, as we receive your love, help us, God, to love ourselves, God. Help us right now, God, to forgive ourselves for every wrong decision, every wrong choice that we made, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you to help us right now, God, in our relationship with you, God. Help us, God, to know who you are and who we are in you, God. Help us, God, to be able to seek you like never before, God. And even allowing this to be a testimony of your healing power, to be a testimony, God, even how you know how to people together, God, how you can teach us about love, how you can teach us about compatibility. And Lord, we thank you right now, God, for the examples that you put before us right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for salvation, God. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, God. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done, God. And Lord, we're speaking right now, God, for those who are hurting, those who are grieving, God. Wipe every tear from their eye right now in the name of Jesus. God, help them, God, to hold their heads up, God. Even those who may be going through a divorce right now, God, encourage their heart right now, God. Even if they didn't want it, God, God, we ask you to help them, God. Help them, God, to not blame themselves, God. But God, we ask them to help them, God, even to forgive that person right now, God, who may have done them wrong, God, and help them right now, God, to understand, God, what is love and what love is and what love ain't, God. Help us, God, to make better decisions pertaining to matters of the heart right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for healthy relationships coming from this, God, not only relationship with others, but most importantly, relationship with you and relationship within our own self right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, God, for the victory, God. We thank you, Lord, for your seal of approval right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen, amen. I thank each and every one of y'all for tuning in. If you have any questions, you can catch me on Brother Prater, B-R-O-T-H-E-R, Prater, P as in Paul, R-A, T as in Tom, E-R. You can catch me on Facebook. You see my daily devotion, my videos, and my personal appearances. Also, as far as personal appearances, also, you can go to my website and you can go to my mobile app. Yes, I have a mobile app. It's called Brother Prater. You can go on there and you'll see, you can go to Android or you can go on Apple products and you'll see Brother Prater. Yeah, it is an actual app. And it's free, no charge at all. So you can go on there or you can go on my website and you can go see my daily devotions, my videos, and also go to the calendar section where you'll see my personal appearances. Also, you can go to the store section of my website or app and you'll see my book, my first book. And I had it just a while ago. But anyway, I'll have it for next time. You see my first book called A Few Good Men, A Path to Godly Fatherhood. A Few Good Men was written to inform men their needs and their responsibilities towards their family, their children, even their children's mother, regardless if they're with them or not. But also, it not only talked to the men, but also talked to the ladies. So it's so much stuff that's in there. But also, my second book, The Girl Who Was Her Brother's Keeper, The Love Beyond Life, it talks about my relationship with my sister, Sheila Prater, who unfortunately was killed domestic violence. And so, you know, I miss her. I love her dearly. And that's one of the reasons why. Just know that everything that I'm doing, you know, she was more than qualified to do. But I represent God first, and I represent her. So, yes, I'm telling you, everything God has for you is for you. Just make sure that you don't allow yourself to be entangled with someone that's trying to take from you what God invested into you. And so with that being said, I thank each and every one of y'all for tuning in, and thank you for listening to Reconnect My Heart podcast. God bless you. And good night. Thank you. Love y'all dearly. Take care.